Hey, I'm John and this is your open source news Elements, sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. Whether you're a developer, an open source advocate, or just someone keen on cutting-edge tech, there's plenty on offer this week. Let's start with an important development in open source community governance, the Clearly Defined Project. The Clearly Defined Project, originally donated to the ecosystem by Microsoft back in 2018, stands out as a pillar for transparency and effective licensing in the open source world. This week, Clearly Defined received a major boost through a memorandum of understanding between the Open Source Initiative, or OSI, and About Code. It's a strategic partnership that focuses on delivering essential metadata about open source software licensing. Beyond being a compliance solution, Clearly Defined has grown into a vital resource, one that developers and organizations rely on to avoid legal headaches. But even successful projects face operational challenges, especially as technologies and regulatory environments evolve. OSI and About Code are working to streamline Clearly Defined's managerial processes and modernize its technical stack. The partnership is also about sustainability, making sure governance responsibilities are handled transparently and collaboratively. This is crucial, as open source adoption accelerates worldwide and regulatory pressure on software provenance mounts. It reminds us why stewardship and trust are critical, not just for compliance, but for the long-term health of our tech ecosystem. On to another behind-the-scenes innovation, the way operating systems handle memory swapping. Engineers have begun overhauling traditional swap mechanisms by moving towards more efficient swap tables. Now, instead of relying solely on age-old swapping methods, the OS tracks swapped-out memory pages in a much more granular way. The result is far more reliable and efficient memory allocation, smoother multitasking, and a more robust user experience for everyone, from enterprise admins to home tinkerers. These enhancements set the foundation for more adaptive systems that can manage ever-growing workloads without missing a beat. It's a fascinating reminder that some of the big tech wins actually come from subtle improvements under the hood. And speaking of user experience, we've got a bumper crop of application updates this month. VLC, the ever-reliable media player, rolled out version 3.0.23 with native dark mode for Linux and Windows. On top of looking a bit sleeker, VLC fixed a number of bugs and delivered performance boosts for everyday streaming and local playback. Not to be outdone in the media arena, Shotcut's latest release integrates GPU hardware decoding. This means faster video editing and improved proxy generation, giving creators a notable speed bump for large projects. Accessibility isn't being left behind either. Vivaldi Browser now supports drag and drop for tab tiling, with easier customization and upgraded Vivaldi Mail features. VirtualBox version 7.2.6 might interest the devs and power users out there. This update boosts compatibility with newer Linux kernels, tamps down high CPU usage during NAT operations, and adds USB smart card emulation. For creators needing image editing, GIMP 3.0.8 fixes a range of issues as the development focus moves now to the 3.2 series. Even utility tools are getting big improvements. Raspberry Pi Imager version 2.0.5 brings refreshed icons and some handy fixes for image flashing. These changes signal a continued dedication across the board to making open source tools both powerful and accessible. And for those looking at what's next, the Linux 6.19 RC8 kernel prepatch is now out for eager testers as we await the stable release. That's a sign of ongoing momentum and attention to user feedback in the kernel community. Let's shift to hardware, where the boundaries are constantly being pushed. One device making waves is the 8849 TankX smartphone, which bridges the gap between high-tech performance and durability. Designed for adventurers and professionals, the TankX combines rugged dustproof construction, a full HD built-in projector, and a massive battery. It's geared towards people working or adventuring in punishing environments, but wanting desktop-level functionality on the go. You'll be able to project presentations or movies anywhere, without fretting about battery drops during a long day out in the field. What's especially exciting is how devices like this represent a wider trend, tech becoming more fit for purpose for demanding conditions. Next up, a major headline in the microprocessor world out of China. The new Lungsen 3B6000 chip brings 12 cores and modern RISC-V-inspired instruction set architecture to the table. For context, this marks a significant step in China's ability to produce high-performance domestic processors. Preliminary benchmarks suggest the Lungsen 3B6000 can stand its ground alongside heavyweights like AMD's Zen 5 and Intel's Arrow Lake. For the industry, this is big. It signals a fresh wave of competition and fewer barriers for diversification in global supply chains. The wider tech community will be watching closely as more extensive evaluations come in, especially regarding real-world workloads and software optimization. As adoption of Lungsen processors increases, it'll be fascinating to see how the global microprocessor market reshapes itself. But shining a light on all this progress raises fresh questions about data security in our rapidly evolving world. Over the past weeks, concerns have emerged regarding code integrity as AI-powered tools generate more of our software. Some AI coding assistants have been found transmitting sensitive company code back to overseas destinations such as China. That's a major red flag that's forced many developers to reconsider what tools they use and how they secure their development pipeline. With AI now a cornerstone of productivity, keeping up with security best practices is no longer optional. It's absolutely critical. This means conducting regular audits, demanding transparency from vendors, and ensuring no sensitive data leaks to untrusted parties. The stakes are high, as more businesses rely on generative code, so proactive risk management will define tomorrow's leaders in the space. In a similar vein, the cloud-native movement is highlighting the importance of observability in today's software architectures. OpenTelemetry is emerging as the de facto solution for collecting and processing telemetry data across distributed systems. But one size fits all doesn't cut it. Teams have to decide between deploying OpenTelemetry as a central collector or running lightweight agents side by side with applications. This decision shapes everything from system scalability to processing power and observability best practices for complex deployments. Whichever route you pick, smart observability is now key to managing the complexity of modern infrastructure. It's about understanding not only what's happening in your stack, but acting quickly and confidently when incidents arise. As we've seen across industry this week, innovation comes in many flavors. Subtle OS improvements, big hardware leaps, security shifts, and ecosystem partnerships. The pace of change shows no sign of slowing, but some things remain central to tech's future in Australia and beyond. Community collaboration, transparency, and sustainable practices are the foundation for ongoing progress. By embracing these principles, organizations can stay resilient, adapt to emerging technology, and drive meaningful innovation. Whether it's ensuring ethical AI adoption, tracking upstream software changes, or rolling out new devices, being informed is half the battle won. So keep learning, keep sharing, and keep building, because the future of tech is written by those who stay engaged with the pulse of the industry. That's it for this week's open source update from Element.fm. Thanks for listening.